weather is fantastic, and I've already gone out and did the Have a Nice Day 5K over at Bel Air Church for Bruce Gilley, and that was a wonderful. I do it every year. I did the 3 mile walk or whatever, 5 meters.
Thought you said you were going to sleep till 10 o'clock this morning.
Usually I sleep in on Saturdays, but not this day. It's a good cause, so I got out and met a lot of, saw a lot of friends, people that I work, you know, my competition, people I grew up with a long time ago. So it's always fun to get out and do the walk. And then I went to the gym, and I'm full of energy. I'm good today.
Dave, I've known you for a long time. You're definitely full of something, but I'm not sure it's energy.
Well, in case you're wondering who that is, those of you who have been longtime listeners need not guess. That's Michael Scoggins from Scoggins Appraisal Services. And I had him come on today. He's our special guest because he does know the market. He has been doing it. He probably won't tell you how long. How long have you been doing it? Appraisals?
What's 2016 minus 1985?
31 years. 31 years. So, a lot of changes. You've seen every side of the Rutherford County real estate market that there is, pretty much. You've seen the small town go to to where we are today. I know that, you know, when we look at appraised values, you know, people say, well, real estate's usually a good long-term investment. And typically it is. I mean, it's a steady investment. But I need some insight. You know, if I'm sitting there on a house that I've been in for, I've been in my house for 11 years and I've seen it go down 20%.
And come back up the same 20%.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, we're riding this waves of real estate. We keep going up and down like a boat, and I'm getting real estate sick or seasick. You know what I mean?
Well, that's one of the things a lot of folks in this country have forgotten. Real estate's a great investment, but it is not a short-term investment. You're not going to flip a big profit in 3 to 5 years. 3 to 5 years, you're going to be lucky to break even. 10 to 15 years, you're going to make some pretty good money.
Right. Now, there's occasionally, like I got one the other day, the seller bought it for about $65,000 and turned around and sold it for $135,000.
Well, those deals are out there. They're very hard to locate, and when you locate them, you have to be in a position to jump on them.
Right.
You got cash.
Well, got cash or got really good bankers that like him a lot. Which
well,
cash. No, well, which don't really exist anymore with all of the new regulations on the banks.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a flip rule, had to have two appraisals. You know, and the second appraisal came in at $2,000 higher than the first one, so the value was there. But yeah, you're right. They are out there. They're far and few between. They're not for the, we're trying to relate to the average homeowner, not the guy who's out there with cash ready to make a pounce.
Right. And don't pay attention to these late night cable shows.
I did want to bring that up. Yeah. I do want to, at some point in the show, I do want to talk about that.
Well,
I mean, because
it's pretty good time.
Well, he's saying he wants to focus on the long-term investor. So.
Well, the long-term homeowner.
Well, a homeowner and an investor are two different animals.
Yeah.
A homeowner wants a place to raise his family with good schools and good access and good neighbors. An investor wants to make a profit as fast as he can make it and run.
Right. Yeah.
And for an investor, the majority of the profit in the deal is made when they buy it, not when they sell it.
Right. Right.
So you've either got to have a property with problems, a seller with problems.
Right.
Something
and
that
you got
leads
to be able to solve those problems.
You have to be a problem solver in real estate. And let me tell you, sometimes these problems ain't real easy to solve.
Oh, I know that firsthand. It's tough. You get deals that, you know, a seller can't, you know, has to have a certain amount out of the house and it's not going to praise or. You know, we've built in closing costs, so now I've got to back out the closing costs, give a lender credit, you know, change the program.
Start over with a completely new good faith estimate, which backs you up to starting from square one with the time frames that the government has imposed now. Yeah. So you don't get to close when you want to. And
yes, let's say that again. You don't get to close sometimes when you want to, but I got a contract. I have to share this with you last week. And I sit at my desk about a week ago. And a contract comes over, and they want to close the 30th and of August. And it was August 22nd when I got the contract.
You couldn't get an appraisal that quick.
Well, I looked at when it was binded. So, actually, the agent waited a little bit longer than they should have. They thought they had emailed it to me, and they didn't. So, we lost. It binded on the 13th. So, we lost about a week to 7 days, which is huge in this market when you want to hit a 30-day closing.
Oh, yes.
But even if I had gotten it, I told them, I said, even if I got it on the 13th, the 30th was going to be tough to me. Just for the sheer fact of what you just said, the appraisals are taking longer.
Home inspection.
Well, let's back up to that for a minute, and let's give a couple of facts that most people don't know. Right now, across this nation, not just here, the average age of an appraiser is 55 years old. In August, I did 44 appraisals, which is about double the normal volume. Haven't done that many since 1998. And while I know that the vast majority of the population is in a real big hurry, I have to revert to something my grandfather told me many years ago. Don't rush me, I'll work cheaper. There's only so much energy, there's only so much I can do.
That's a good...
And of those 44 that I completed, I turned down another 44.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, just exactly what you said is... I brought up the sheer fact, the appraisers, I do know, you being one of them. It's not like you've got a vast staff you can... I know you have data, you know, there's data entry and some things that can speed that up, so on and so forth. But like you said, I mean, don't you think that would be a pretty good thing for someone to take up right now if they're looking for a career and they would be able to find someone to work behind and under
sure,
as an apprentice?
But the problem is, in 2006, the government decided that all appraisers needed a college degree.
Yeah.
And you now have to have either a college degree in real estate or accounting to become an appraiser trainee.
I know the 10 most successful people I know, by the way, maybe 3 of them have college degrees.
Oh, I agree with that. And common sense goes a whole lot farther than that degree.
Which, I mean, a degree is great. Don't get me wrong. And it's nothing. I mean, I'm college educated, but I never did graduate. I started a business.
I have an appraiser buddy who put it in terms I really, really enjoyed. I got my BS at the School of Hard Knocks and my PhD at Screw U. That's my college degree.
Okay.
I got in the real estate business 30 days after graduating high school. I sold real estate for 7 or 8 years and then switched over to appraisals. And while they want to make everything a science and have it all out on a nice little spreadsheet, appraisals are an art. They're not a science. Because you have different problems with every property you touch.
Right. Just like our customers.
Well, right now, we've got a market that is escalating in value so fast nobody can keep up with it because of the people wanting to move into Murfreesboro.
And it's I think I saw an article, it's almost what, we're averaging 5 a day or
something like that. Right now, Murfreesboro,
it's a couple thousand a month. Which,
we have 1,300 people moving here.
And the article, I know what it was now. It was the city council had taken a break about approving so many apartment complexes for the simple reason they did not want to make the mistake of like Antioch did years ago. And I think, you know, I'm pro-business. I'm pro, hey, free, let the free market work. But that does make a lot of sense. And now start to see, you know, when we live in this world of credit.
And oh, man.
Everybody, it's the average house, the average working adult only, the average doesn't have more than a couple thousand dollars in their liquid, accessible money. Mm-hmm. But they're living... To me, it's a recipe for disaster.
Oh, it's a recipe for disaster, and everybody's coming out of college wanting everything mommy and daddy had when they were growing up that took mommy and daddy 40 and 50 years to put together.
You said it right there.
it's a microwave society.
Well,
fast, quick.
I'm getting a real, real lesson in that right now with my 5-year-old granddaughter.
It's hard to be. It's hard to.
It's hard to teach them the values we had in the 70s and 80s because the world is so different.
And your job as a grandparent is to spoil your grandchild. But.
Well, to a certain extent, but I'm kind of raising this one. She'd rather be with Peepaw measuring houses than anywhere in the
world.
And
that's probably the most valuable thing you can do with them.
Came in and told her granny, "I help Peepaw." "What'd you do, baby?" "I hold dumb end of tape."
Well, the thing is, though, I think a lot of, you know, when we look at a fast-growing community like this and then things moving as fast, it's like that Rocket Mortgage. I saw the commercial that they were saying HARP. And there's one excerpt on that commercial that really got my mind, and it said, "Loan, buy a house without an appraiser, without appraisals, without any money, without..." It's basically like an app on your phone. They're saying to you, "Hey, you can go buy a house, and you don't have to have any money, and you don't have to have an appraiser."
Well,
now, isn't that kind of what subprime lending kind of was?
Well, yes, to a certain extent. But let's think about this another way for a minute. You're a new couple moving into Murfreesboro. You know absolutely nothing about Rutherford County. You don't know who in the county can be trusted, from mortgage companies, appraisers, realtors, or city council members for that matter, because you don't know anybody. If you come in here and get the wrong realtor that sells you a house with no appraisal, who's watching out for your best interests?
I didn't know they could do a loan without an appraiser, unless you're buying, maybe had the cash again.
Well, conventional, sometimes you can if you get...
Depending on the
findings on the
income and the tax records and this goofy little computer program called Zillow that I'd like to wipe off the face of the earth. Yeah. People send me comparables off of this thing. "Did you consider this house?" "No, it's a duplex." "No, it's 15 miles away and has 10 acres.
And that's another hard one. I know somebody right now that's trying to get one. It's got a big barn, a trailer with a park site on it, and 35 acres. And you know what I mean? It's hard to find.
And it doesn't fit into any of the slots.
No.
So I'll tell you where to go. Farm credit.
Yep.
Get the value of that property.
To get a loan on that property, right. Because Fannie Mae doesn't want it because it's got a rentable trailer on it and a barn you could use to generate income. It's got 35 acres that could be split off and sold off into other tracts, and they'd have to do partial releases. They don't want to fool with it.
Right.
FHA won't touch it because of that second living unit on it. Most of the banks are locked down so tight now you can't get a bank
loan.
You're
telling me... If somebody's wanting land and just to have as a place to go and ride four-wheelers, do whatever, it would be better to buy a piece of land with nothing on it?
To a certain extent, but you're still going to have to go to farm credit.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we do
with 10% down or 20% down.
You have to come more out of pocket.
Well, and Dave can do some things that the typical mortgage company can't because he's a part of a bank.
And that's other local banks can do that.
There are
not
some.
The Bank of America.
Oh, no, not Fifth
but tell me
Third.
This,
or
on something like that, though, typically, well, we're going to have to take a break. We'll come back. We'll pick up on this. But
please remember where we were because I won't.
Okay. All right, we're talking to Michael Scoggins, Scoggins Appraisals, and you listen to the Rutherford Home Show.
Rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke of Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And being a business that's been here for over 30 years, we're a small family-run small business that truly believes that everyone needs to get out, do their homework, and vote. This is a very important election year, and from all of us at Toots, please do your duty and vote this year. Toots Restaurants, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course. Or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. I'm here with Dean, my co-host, South Branch Nursery, Quality Land Management. Special guest today is Michael Scoggins from Scoggins and Appraisal Services.
Boy, this is the only place I'm special.
Well, I'll leave it at that. He got me speechless for once.
No, I know a lot of places we could take you and make you feel special.
Well, the joke that goes along with that is now politically incorrect, so I won't use it.
Okay.
Oh, so before we took the break, we were talking about large tracts of land and
that have barns,
finding how to comp it, and like you said, usually a farm credit, a hometown bank. You're not going to find your larger banks, which I'm an advocate of dealing with smaller
local
institutions,
people.
Local people. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, it is about who you know. When I came to Murfreesboro in 1988 to go to college, I knew one person. And today, I know a lot of people, and that came through a lot of hard work, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
A person that mom and daddy had, they want what mommy and daddy had, take 40 years to build it. You know, well, I'm on year, 26, 27 of doing that. And, it never, knowing people is a great thing. A lot of times that can be perceived as an evil in today's political world, and that's not always the case.
No, it's not always the case.
Doing, you know, but it's always good. You always want to have trust, and to earn trust takes time, and it takes a record. And when you want, if somebody wants to say, they come into a new place, the first thing that, are you going to go to a website, to which a lot of people do now, to find out where to eat? Or are you going to ask somebody, hey, where's a good place to eat? Or where should I go buy my car? Where should I go do this? Who should I have take care? And word of mouth is the best advertising.
Well, you said something just a moment ago that I got to back up to. The world today seems to think that trust is something that's handed out just because you suck air. Trust is earned over a amount of time to know if somebody's trustworthy.
Right. And that's why you see some families that are generations of that that replicate that standard that the first person put in place. Well, and you see other people ruin family reputations.
Very true. But, well, it's just like I was talking to a friend of mine today. There's a little business up in Las Casas, Piercy's Mercantile.
Yep.
Grandpa owned it. Daddy owned it. Son owns it. Grandson's coming along, may or may not own it, but it's a family of, it's gone down through the generations of being trustworthy.
It's like, well, in the well business, digging water wells.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I use Mr. Haynes, Tim Haynes, and he does a really good job. But most well drillers I have ever talked to say, my daddy was a well driller, my granddaddy was a well driller, my great-granddad was a well driller.
And my great-granddaddy's the one that taught me how to witch with this stick and forget what the geology thing says. Yeah. The water's here.
Yeah, and, you know, there are certain trades that are more apt to be taken up by families. I find that interesting. But back to my whole point on land, and you know, my question was, well, you better off having a piece of land with nothing on it or a piece of land that had a structure on it. And you had said, well, you're gonna have to, you know, the trailer kind of kills this loan or this and that.
Well, anytime you've got two occupiable dwellings on any piece of property, it's a problem for the big lenders, because what they see is, oh, you're going to move in there and then you're going to rent it out, or you're going to move in there and then you're going to run a survey and cut it off and sell it off, and this is problems for us down the road, and now we're trading these mortgages like playing cards on a playground.
Right.
So I know... which we'll get to the television flip shows here in a minute, but about a piece of land though, because some people find it attractive to, it's usually younger people, not, you know, I say young, probably in their 30s, 40s, are attracted to, I want a place to ride. I mean, Dave's expressed that to me before, that he'd like to have a bigger piece of property to do, drive his truck on and feel manly on it or something.
I don't know. They like to have a pond to fish in.
Yeah, what comes along with it is the maintaining of that.
That's true. Here I am, the oldest one in the room, and other than the fact that I'll never get my wife out of Murfreesboro, I want 10 acres on top of a hill in Woodbury with a mile-long driveway, and anybody that I don't recognize the car is target practice.
You've expressed that. You've expressed that before.
You sit there on your front porch and just scope them right there.
Yeah. So if you see a mailbox that's Skoggin on, you better not pull in.
Not in Woodbury.
Yeah. So, but even out in Woodbury, that I know Shelbyville. I know people. A lot of people have the value. I mean, an employee of mine had a house that he put on the market, and a realtor told him what he thought it should bring. It kind of thought that it was higher than it would, but he said, okay, you know what you're doing. It sold in 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
And then it had another backup buyer. That buyer ended up backing out on it.
Well,
and then they picked up, and they literally had were there 14 months, bought it for $190, sold it for $250, turned around and went and bought another house. But he was afraid, and the realtor even said, let's go early in the morning, because that, by the afternoon, this one you're looking at might not be there.
I don't practice as a realtor much anymore. I've helped a couple of my nephews in the last couple of years. But the last contract I submitted on a piece of property last year We looked at it at 8 o'clock. They put it on the market at 7 o'clock in the morning. We looked at it at 8 o'clock. When I got the contract there at 4 o'clock, they already had 5 offers and were waiting on 2 more and presented all 7 at the same time.
And then what we were talking about last week, Dave, was, okay, this happens now. Are you going to take, when you've got these multiple offers, if I'm a seller, I'm going to take the one that's got the least contingencies on it.
You and I both. But a lot of the sellers don't understand the contingencies and want to go for the highest offer.
Understood.
Which, to a certain extent, is good, but it causes a lot of problems. The highest offer wants $3,500 worth of closing costs. They want possession a week before closing.
It's an FHA loan. It may take a little longer than a conventional loan. I mean, I'm getting agents say, hey, is there any way they can go conventional? Because the sellers that want to do the government VA, FHA, USDA loans, if you got a conventional loan, that's the path of least resistance.
Or have you got one that offered just a little less, but he's got cash and can close tomorrow?
Yeah. That's right.
So, I mean, and what I'm saying, though, in right now's market, and you said it before, it's all about what you buy it at from day one. Is mm-hmm. that's the decision that's made. And then if you're the short-term investor, yeah, you're going to pick out the problems that you got it for such a low price, and you're going to be able to know the contractors or be able to do the work yourself to fix it, make it aesthetically, market it, stage it, whatever, and that's the flip shows we watch. But most people, you know, today, and it's like I was talking to Dave last week about a 30-year mortgage. I'm like, well, you know, a 30-year mortgage where you think I'm going to lock this in for 30 years. The average person does not live in that house for 30 years.
Not only doesn't live in that house for 30 years, doesn't understand that if they put it on a shorter term, they'll have more equity and cash in it when they sell it.
Right.
Or they don't understand that extra 15 years on that mortgage costs them an extra $300,000 in interest.
But most of your mortgages are 30-year mortgages.
Right, and if they came out with a 40-year, everybody goes to 40 because they want payment. It's all about every month to month and paycheck to paycheck.
How much down and how much a month?
That's right.
Not
when
how
my dad,
much.
When I ever bought my first home, he said, don't ever do any a home mortgage for anything over 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm... Well, and I learned at early age, or pay extra to the principal. Now, the whole being, though, is there. It's not to offend anybody with a 30-year mortgage, because paying a house payment is way better than paying rent if you're going to live at the same place more than a couple of years. But with the millennials coming, they don't want any maintenance or responsibility. So, yes, apartments and townhomes come very attractive to them. And some of them, there's been studies saying they don't. I mean, they don't really even want to have the main. You know, I mean, it's if they can't get it on an app on the phone, then
yeah,
they don't want to mess with it.
If you can't punch a button on an app on a phone, and there's going to come a point where somebody that actually knows how to do plumbing is worth a gold mine.
Well, that's another thing. Service work has been one of those. We were talking about, you know, college educations, and that's big thing that our government says is every kid needs to go to college.
No, they don't.
Well, my son's going to trade school right now. And by the way, I saved up a college fund, and then guess what? Oh, you can go free, which that makes you raise your eyebrows. But guess what? They are trying to make it attractive for people. We need people to do trades.
They need vocational training.
And the guy that can fix your car, David Allan Coe, made a good song about it. They always brought their cars to Mom and Pa to fix.
Mm-hmm.
But they always laughed at you because you had the dogs and the chickens in the yard. But
they make the cars.
What I'm saying is they're people who make very good living.
Doing stuff that people who don't want to get their hands dirty.
Yes.
And now the three of us grew up playing in the dirt.
Right.
No, our parents throwed us outside and said, get out of here while I'm cleaning the house.
My dad disconnected the antennas. We didn't have cable, but the picture tube went out one time on the TV, and we'd listen to the TV.
Hey, I kind of like the radio. I miss the old radio shows they used to have.
Yeah, use your imagination to sit there.
And if I ever find any of them on, that's what I listen to.
Yeah, right.
Well, so I know we've been jumping around a lot, and we're fixing to go to our next break, but we'll try to stay a little more focused on.
Well, if you got large tracts of land, go to Farm Credit.
Right.
Or go to somebody that is tied to a local bank that can give you some advice other than, we're going to make the mortgage and we're immediately going to sell it to
Well, what I do, if I have a customer, I look if we can do it. If we can't, I send them a
right.
Credit.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm on the bank community board, Wilson Bank, and I think they'd help you out too. I have to advocate for Wilson.
Hey, one of my
bank.
Buddies is their favorite appraiser.
But again, no matter what you do, is try to do business with a bit more localized institution.
Right.
And that's even on your grocery shopping or anything. But we're going to take our break. When we come back, we might get into trying to stay focused on talking about the TV shows of flipping houses a little bit.
We're going
to
stay focused?
Yeah.
This should be an interesting
talk
day.
About, I got something I want to talk about.
See, we've already lost focus.
All right, we'll be right back.
Stay focused and stay tuned.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants. And come on by and enjoy Toots. You can bring your family, young and old, your friends. You can have a business lunch. The girls can come do lunch, or the kids can come after school. It's just a great place any time of the day or night to enjoy good food in a wonderful, comfortable atmosphere. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Apartment of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
All right. We're on the home stretch now at the 50-yard line. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show. It is a beautiful day, and it's a Labor Day weekend.
Before we get our focus back, I've got to stop and compliment you on your choice in musical bumpers.
Oh, man, our man right here, he's...
Okay, I got to thank the producer for the choice in musical bumpers.
We don't even have to mention it. He just knows us, right?
Yeah, all right. Get back to some old Queen.
Yeah, and you're a musical artist yourself.
Somewhat. I play bass and sing bass.
And Johnny Boy plays Tanner.
No, Mama sings Tanner.
Oh, there you go.
Leo sings baritone.
I can do a washboard, maybe one of those blow jugs or something like
that. Ooh, Jim Dandy, Black Oak, Arkansas.
There you go. But, yeah, fine day, Labor Day weekend. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves. And, you know, the weather, it's finally, yesterday it hit me for the first time. I was out about 1 o'clock, and I was in the shade, by the way. But I walked out my back of my house, and I just could feel it in the air. And I'm like, oh, it feels like something's starting to change. And, that feeling you get at the end of the summer? And so yesterday was the first time that I got that breeze, and it felt a little cooler and nice.
The first day that humidity goes away.
That's the key. So we've basically been talking about a lot of things, but tracts of land and structures on them, so on and so forth. You know, to me, land is one of the most valuable assets that you can have as far as it's tangible.
Well, don't you know, they don't make any more of it.
Yeah, and then they always say location, location, location.
Oh, yes.
And another thing that I've always heard is, that I thought was a good thing, and I don't know your opinion on this, of, you know, when you're moving into a new area and you drive around into a neighborhood, people, just like walking into a house for the first time, they make up their mind really quick of, this isn't me, or, ooh, this looks a little bit over my head. But, you know, different developments and HOAs that allow rental property in those subdivisions. And typically you can tell by the yards
which ones are
maintained and kind of the upkeep of the home, which is one and the same, because most of the time people who rent don't treat it like they own it.
Do you treat a rental car like you do your favorite pickup truck?
I actually do, because I respect it, but has been a time in my life I did gun the accelerator.
As Jeff Foxworthy so eloquently put it, I buy all the insurance they got. Because even if I turn it upside down under a 18-wheeler, they'll bring me another one.
See, I'm so conservative. I'm like, nah, my own policy will cover it. And I hope Clay Beach has got me covered. So. But, yeah, true. One big thing on these TV shows you see now is tiny houses. People going, well, we want to get back to the basics, and we're tired of the big, huge mortgage and living in that, we don't care, so we're gonna. And I'm looking going, okay, people are spending $50,000 and $60,000 on a house that's on wheels, or, and they're not taking in account they're gonna have to pay for a place to park it. And then one had 3 or 4 kids, and I'm thinking,
and sticking them in a loft like cordwood,
right? And you wake up. But I do find I'm the type of guy, could, if it was just me, or me and my, not having a family, I'd be great on a little cabin or something like that.
You know, one bedroom house for Debbie and I would be perfect.
But that's what affordable, that would be affordable, but there's not a really, my thing is, what would be, I wonder if there's any tiny house subdivisions around. And I know they're not here, but you know that concept.
Sure there are.
But then it's going to come down to being just like at a KOA campground.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, there is a tiny house subdivision here. It's over on the corner of Tennessee and Wendland, and it's called the Trailer Park.
You know what I'm getting at. I'm talking about, though, yeah, Dave just brought it. Yeah, it's starting at 50K. And I mean, basically, it's like even my son.
It's an RV.
My son Carson, he loves going over to this Metal Mac place, or these where they have these storage buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, he wants one as playhouse, which, you know, come on, $5,000 for a playhouse, it's a little excessive. But
this looks pretty good the way it's set up.
Yeah, they look great. But There you go. I go across. You can go down Rucker Road in Christiana, and there's a house that someone...
Can you get that at Home Depot? And they call the...
Dave, I cannot tell you...
I don't think your codes people are going to let you
I can't tell you exactly the address anymore, but it is on Thompson Road out in Rockvale, and it is two 12-by-16 Dutch barns with a breezeway built in between them
I've
that in 1989 they tried to put an FHA loan on.
Hmm.
Myself and Carl McNeil shot it in the foot, but they tried.
Well, the whole thing is of living without being borrowed to the hilt and being conservative and whatnot. I mean, my first house I bought, which location, was right there on the corner of Vine and Tennessee, which mm-hmm. when they widened it, I lost
Borough.
It. But, if, you know,
yes, but if you had a good appraiser, they paid you what it was worth.
Yeah, I did pretty good on it. And the thing is, though, I just thought it would be a pretty... But the thing about what's the negatives of a trailer park, which nothing to people that live in a trailer park. Everybody, there's a need for every lifestyle and every group of life. But what I'm wondering is how successful, I wonder, could it be if you had really nice units like that? Like you go to, say, Tim's Ford, and they've mm-hmm. got... You know, their cabins up there, that they're vinyl siding, whatnot. But if you put, you know, cedar or something on the exterior, you can make them look really nice. They can be really nice. But land costs are going to dictate. There's not too many people that can afford $10,000 track, an acre, tracts of land, and then a balance going and putting a nice mini barn type house that you could live in.
Well, and if
and suck away a ton of money.
If you're going to have the tiny houses on wheels, why not have something like the KOA, where you've got your utilities in place, you pull in, you hook up to them, you've got a little bitty yard around you. If they're going to the tiny houses, maybe you need to take some of that land you own and make a tiny house.
Hey, I'm a businessman. I've been thinking about all kinds of things. But the one thing I would, if I had something like that, I would feel you would. The biggest need would
that'd
be
worth the Y2K.
Would be over.
You could have said the Y2K efficiency.
Would be overseeing it to make sure the riprap wouldn't.
You'd have to have somebody on site.
Yeah, I'd have to have me a.
You'd have
big,
to have a full
I'd
time
a guy in a little car with a flashlight. And
you got the golf carts to do that, man.
I'm not me, man. It's not.
Hey, and the golf carts, you can sneak up on them in.
Well, no. You have everybody park, and then they have to have their own golf cart parking. And then
so
you don't allow automobiles into your
You can
mini
put a
house,
lazy river around the outside of it.
Yeah, now we're.
Back to the Osmond brothers down by the lazy river.
Yeah. But anyway, but most of these people you see on the TV doing that are living out in California where it's. $500,000 to have a.
What if I bought a lake lot in Center Hill and then threw one of those on there?
Oh, they are, you're not going to throw anything on anything. They're going to come and say, no, sir.
Well, to a certain extent, you're not. Around Center Hill on DeKalb County, you ain't got no codes department.
But here it takes away the whole thing, location.
That'd be perfect
location.
For it.
You can go find anywhere to put, you could live in a mini barn somewhere and they not get onto you. But to be in a good desirable location and live in a mini barn or little house.
Well, you know, just sitting here, you and I could live in a cave, collect lint, and come out on triple coupon on Thursday. Our wives couldn't.
Yeah, that's true. But I would take. I get out of college or I get out of my school and I go work my behind off. And you just sock away enough money. Take 7 years. Well, I'm going to do this for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Or that's the whole thing. And when I lived in college, I had enough roommates to where my rent was only a third.
Well, I know everybody here has heard of Dave Ramsey, and there have
He's
been
on
two.
The show.
Two or three different people on his show down through the years who have gotten out of college, rented an apartment over some little old lady's garage. Did her maintenance and yard work and traded out part of the rent, saved half of their income, and in 5 years bought a $150,000 house for cash.
I've got people I know that have tried to find that situation. Those, you know, it's not. They're not going like away. It's everywhere, you know,
they're going. The little old lady with the apartment in the backyard is going away fast.
Yeah, because you don't know what's. You just again, it comes to being
trust.
Safe and
well,
trust and
to a certain extent, but also most of those little old ladies are dying off. Somebody's buying the house, tearing the house down, splitting the lot in two, and putting two new houses on it like they're doing in East Nashville.
And that's where we're doing 80% of our installation work on South Street, 12
well,
my South.
My sister just bought a house in East Nashville. Her husband had a house and sold it, made great money, just didn't have to do anything. Bought another house, and now I think they've been in about 7 months, and it's gone up like $40,000 in value. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can prove that between 2014 and today, there has been a 25% increase in Rutherford County values.
25? Since when?
Minimum. Since 2014.
2014, because here's what's funny. When we were talking...
And what's the average person's retirement gone up?
75, I'd say 72, 73.
Percent. Now,
oh, no, I'm talking about...
I'm talking about compared to retirement account versus real estate. Oh,
yeah.
When interest rates are so low, the guy that's got money over here, and say he's not making near what he would...
Well, if you've got it in the stock market, which I'll be honest, I've got a little in the stock market, but you've got to do one of two things. You've either got to forget you've got it in there until it comes time to retire, or you've got to worry yourself and bite your fingernails every day going, oh, my God, it's going up and down. It's a roller coaster.
Well, there's a whole TV show about that, too. It's called American Greed.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch that a few times, and you will – people who say, oh, you can make 20, 30% on
your
money.
Let me ask you a question.
Better be.
Michael, if we had 15 to 20% more product between 120 and 200,000, we'd be 15 to 20% that much more busier.
You got that right. If we had 15...
But I don't think we've got the workforce that could produce it.
I'm not talking about produce it. He's talking about existing inventory. And see, that's one of Rutherford County's biggest problems right now is there's no existing inventory.
And everybody is maxed out on levels of business.
But all of big builders have in their sights, and they have it locked down of... it to come, and when it comes, that's what I'm wanting.
But I'm afraid that the price point's too high now. The lots are too high now. The cost to build is too high now. Those price points, like we're talking about, have gone from 130 to 180 overnight.
Well, and they've gone from 130 to, if it's not a $200,000 house, I'm not going to build it. I can't make anything.
Right.
That goes back to
now
my mini house development.
Well, it also goes back to something. And I had a discussion with this with one of my appraiser instructors who had a conversation with one of his contractor friends. And he's going, I can't make any money. My overhead's too high. It's not your overhead. Well, what do you mean? Well, you got your wife's car in the company as part of your overhead. You got your kid's car in the company as part of the overhead. You got your wife's phone. You got your kid's phone. You got that ain't overhead. That's personal expenses.
Right.
And the tax man catches that, you're in trouble.
You got that right.
All right, well, we're going to take our last break here. We appreciate you listening to the Rutherford Home Show. We'll be right back.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Anhokin Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Anhokin Associates.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants. please let us know about your dining experience. Go to Toots.com, either on your phone, iPad, notebook, or laptop. Go to comments and let us know how we did. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Toots.
You can visit us at Toots.com and see these specials, or just give us a call at any of our locations. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We got about 5 minutes. We're going to wrap it up. We want to first shout out to MTSU playing South Alabama, 6 p.m. tonight. Get out and support the Big Blue. I will be listening on my WGNS app. And if you don't have it, you need to get it because you can take it everywhere, wherever you go. It's the best. I listen to Brian and the boys on Friday night, every Friday night. Even if I'm doing something with the wife or the kids, I have it in my ears. I can keep up with the local sports.
You get the news every day sent to you.
Yeah, and they're awesome. So get that app. I mean, you don't miss a beat when you have the app. And you want to download this great show we've had today, bam, if you got the app, you can do it.
Well, Dave, before we get out of here, Dean and I have kind of monopolized the show, and you had one more point about houses with two electric meters.
Yeah, I've been running into a couple of houses, and I want to tell you this, that, you know, they have in-law suites, and that's becoming a big thing for us baby boomers, and as we get older, we got to take care of our parents because they've done a good job, like we said earlier.
Of taking care of us.
So everybody thinks it's just easy to add another addition or, you know, if it's connected by a breezeway versus not being connected by a breezeway can make a difference.
To a certain extent, but the big thing is going back to the utilities.
Right.
So put them all on the one meter.
Right, because I have a closing that's going to be delayed. If not, it's going to have to go to the in-house bank, our in-house bank, because it was one electrical meter, and then they have two gas meters, and the investor does not like it. I mean, they look at it as an income producing. First, we went through RD, and RD was, you know, we had
RD won't touch it.
Won't touch it.
Can you have it removed?
You can have it removed, and we're working on that. And that's our goal. But you still got to have heat source in there, and that gas will have to be tied to the main gas line for the home, so it's all in one meter.
Either that or disconnect the gas and put in some cheap baseboard heaters.
Right. We can do that.
But anybody that's looking at that kind of thing, make sure you put them on one electric meter, one water meter, and one gas meter.
Right.
Because you're either going to have a major problem or you're going to be called a duplex and have to get an investor loan.
Right. And then that requires 20% down in most cases. You know, they did lower that to 15%.
Well, it's still a higher interest rate.
Right. 15% down, higher interest rate versus 3.5% to 0% and a lower interest rate. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just some of the things that I like to share on this show is the fact that, you know, I'm giving you real life circumstances in this that I'm dealing with week to week. That's what I like to bring to the
that
show.
That one, and don't get in a hurry because appraisals are taking longer because there's so many of them and so few of us.
And remember, the lender does not control the appraiser.
No.
And when we try to show our muscle, we go to, they don't like it, and they've got enough business, and we
have to, they not only don't like it, there is now an avenue for reporting lenders who try to put pressure on appraisers.
Right. And that's not just for value, that's for
anything.
Right.
Appraisal for independence.
Right. And you know, we want to, you know, typically we can close it in 30 days. We've had to do some changes in operations where appraisals get ordered immediately based on these three criteria that you meet. But here's what my biggest problem is. I know we're going to wrap it up in a minute and a half, but I want people to listen to this. People say, well, we've got to get the appraisal. We've got to close. Got to close on time. But then they give the home inspection 10 days to do. And then by that time, I've already ordered the appraisal 10 days into it, and then the cost of the appraisal, and if the inspection isn't good and a buyer wants to walk away, I'm out the $550 unless I collect it from your buyer.
Right, and here's something else they don't want to tell you. The appraiser is supposed to have access to that home inspection report.
Right.
So if it's ordered after the appraisal, then there's other problems because the home inspection report, well, we want this on the appraisal. Then we've got to revise the appraisal, and then we've got to have it re-underwritten, and all of this stuff adds time.
And people say, well, can't we just escrow for that repair? Well, if it's not on the appraisal, I can't really escrow for it. I mean,
if it's not on the appraisal, but it's on the home inspection, it's between the buyer and seller, not the lender and the appraiser.
Correct. So anyway, we'll have Michael back on hopefully sooner than later. It's been a great show. Again, shout out to MTSU tonight. Good luck. Anticipate a great season for them. Anything else, Dean?
Enjoy the weekend.
And the weather. And Michael, we appreciate it.
I have to revert to being 18.
All right.
Party! It's Labor Day!
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to